Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide and need your regular prayers. And now, here is today's presentation.
John 10:1-10. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice." Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So Jesus explained it to them. "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come in and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them rich and satisfying and abundant life." The word of Christ. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts present be worthy in thy hearing, Lord. Amen. Wow. Incredible passage. And I have to share with you that I found it interesting when it talks about thieves and robbers, because I was thinking of something that actually happened to me when I was very young. I was a pre-teenager. And there was a man in our neighborhood who had a Concord grape vineyard in his backyard. And it bordered on a ravine, not about a block and a half from our home. And in the early fall, my buddies and I, well, we climbed his fence in the darkness of night. And we took bunches of delicious, juicy, ripe grapes from his garden, from his vineyard. And then we went down a block and sat under a street light, eating and laughing and really enjoying our stolen fruit. We spit the seeds and some of the grape skins under the street light. Didn't take long for the neighbors to hear the noise and the laughter and to see who we are. It didn't take long at all for them to call our parents either. And we were caught purple-handed with all the evidence of guilt laying at our feet. I was a thief. The neighbor got a sincere apology from a very guilty boy as charged, and I genuinely felt remorse when I stood before him at his doorstep at his home. And you know, the worst part for me was letting my mom and dad down. Thank God they had a good reputation that they had earned and really were quite disappointed in me, to be honest with you. It made it very clear. But it was a valuable lesson by this grape stealer. Fences are there for a reason. So go in with permission. Ask the person at the gate. As we heard the scriptures this morning, we discover the truth. We discover the truth that oftentimes people are not tuned in to the truth of the scriptures. We can go back to the reality that Psalm 23 shares. We are in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're never away from him, ever. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear death. Yes, Jesus was using a metaphor with these people. These people that were truly present at the time were the Pharisees. They had denied Jesus Christ just minutes before in verse chapter 9, that the blind man, the blind beggar that was healed by Jesus, they thought, no, he couldn't have done that. Even though it's only possible in their own scriptures, the Pharisees knew the truth, that only God could have possibly healed a man blind from birth. And yet they denied him. So in this chapter, written next, chapter 10, 1 to 10, talks about the man that is now following on that message. And we have Jesus describing himself first in the first verses as a shepherd. A shepherd. Well, what's the purposes of a shepherd? Well, one is to protect the sheep. And he leads them, as you're familiar with, leads them into a sheepfold at night, leads them into a sheepfold where they're protected, protected from thieves, which would have been common any day, and certainly common in the days of Jesus and the disciples. And they were there to be protected also from wolves and wild animals, predators. So Jesus did a wonderful thing, leading these people into the sheepfold. So the sheepfold was an enclosure, a place of protection. Wonderful thoughts. But Jesus identifies that there were thieves available to climb over. If they could, they would climb over, because they weren't going to come through the gate, because guess where the shepherd was? Laying at the gate as he was sleeping, so that he could protect his flock. Does that not sound like a perfect analogy of the truth? That you and I are challenged right now, and have been all our lives, there would be one time or another where there would be people that you would experience challenges and difficulties and needing protection and seeking protection. And that's what Jesus did in this illustration. It was truly a story. It wasn't a factual thing. It was an allegory. But the truth is, that's what he wanted people to understand, that the good shepherd would come. And the people would, that's what the analogy is sharing, isn't it? You and I are the sheep, and many of us don't like being called sheep, dumb sheep. I'm going to tell you a very personal story very shortly. Right on this very home, right, I'm looking out the window as I speak on my laneway, and I remember about 15 years ago, we had a neighbor who had sheep that he raised. He was a school teacher, but he also raised sheep for his own fun and farming experience. And one day I was out getting mail at the mailbox when I saw the sheep running down our road toward me. And it was amazing. And there he was running after them. Well, they apparently had gotten down on a broken fence and they had come out and they were chasing down. Well, I just dropped the mail and I kept my arms wide and I got them, you know, to kind of steer them onto my road, my laneway, and they followed up the laneway so they weren't going to be in the traffic. And remember, and they slowed down, and then our neighbor spoke to them, calmed them down, and indeed, as he started to walk, they followed him back down my laneway, down to his house, and back into the area, and then he went and raised his fence and got it back together again. So sheep do follow their voice. They know the voice of their leader. So Jesus is saying to them that yes, indeed, follow my voice, my teachings. Follow what I've been sharing with you and what will share with you. And you and I have that same information that Jesus was teaching in our Bible. Every day you can read the Bible, the scriptures, come to the truth of Jesus and learn how we can be better people, how we can better serve each other, how we can have a better life personally, life abundantly, as Jesus said this morning, how we can have a much clearer, cleaner opportunity to be joyous as opposed to being a thief in the night, a person that ignores. As Jesus said in the scriptures this morning, what is the truth? The truth is people will be deceived. There will be people who will try to steal away the people that are in God's hands. And if you recall that scripture, which I think is so powerful, I'm going to read it again to us. Verse 10. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus knew that there will be people that will be out to get his people, people that have chosen his leadership, who've chosen a better way, a life that could never be achieved otherwise, a life of peace, sanctity, comfort, yes, challenged, but always knowing that Jesus is there for us. So he made it very clear in the scripture that we read this morning. Be aware that there are people who are trying to take us away from his word. The other part of the message, and starting in verse 7. When he realized that they didn't quite get the message, they said to him, we don't understand what you're saying. What's this all about? And he came right out and he said, well, look at me. Let me make it plain. And he changes the metaphor from, I am the good shepherd. Follow me. Listen to my voice. He changes it now ever so appropriately. He says, I'll tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. All who come before me were thieves, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, he says, yes, in verse 9. Yes, I am the gate. Now listen to this part. Those who come in through me, into my sheepfold, into my protection, will be saved. They will come in and go freely and will find good pastures. In other words, following Jesus is not a burden. It's quite the opposite. The joy of following Jesus means that you have a peace that passes all understanding. You don't have to contend with the world when you're following Jesus. You'll have a strength to help you contend with the challenges of this world. So Jesus changes the metaphor appropriately in this verse, that he is the gate. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Only through the Father can you come, only through me can you come to the Father. Have we found that truth, that gate, that open door into a relationship with Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, into a relationship with our Father, our Creator? My friends, as I close, be thankful that Jesus is the gate, the way into life abundant. Life abundant, that means even though we are challenged, absolutely will be and continue to be in many, many ways outside of the COVID experience, we will have the benefits of having Jesus Christ bring us into the peace that can only be through him. We can only come to the Father through him. What a joy to know the truth that we have been selected. We hear his voice. We respond in abundant life. Wow. Yes, indeed, it is true. So as I conclude, I would share this. In these weeks of being cooped up and isolated from loved ones, time has come to share the good news. Share the good news. And while we still may connect on Zoom or phone calls or emails, continue to share the good news too. We are blessed to have the Good Shepherd, Jesus, taking care of us. We are so thankful that we have a gate that we can walk through and know that we are in the plan and his plan for us to be with him in heaven when our time has come. Come, enjoy the peace of Christ as your Savior, my friends. Share the good news. And for those of us who are still sitting on the fence, judging whether or not Jesus is real, whether he's risen from the dead, whether he has died for our sins, why don't you study the scriptures? Just look at the truth. This Bible is full of the truth. I simply invite you to come to Christ, your Savior. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website, gncm.org. www.faithfulpublic.ca. And be sure to share your good news if you've come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart. And may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, and accompanying love.